I guess that's what I wanted to say.
Yes, sir.
The proprietor brought the boy's dinner and the pie. The boy reached for the salt and pepper. He didn't look up. The proprietor brought the coffee pot and filled their cups and went away. His father stubbed out his cigarette and picked up his fork and stabbed at the pie with it. She's going to be around a lot longer than me. I'd like to see you all make up your differences. The boy didn't answer. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her. When I was in Goshi, I'd talk to her by the hour. I made her out to be like somebody who could do anything. I'd tell her about some of the other old boys that I didn't think was going to make it, and I'd ask her to look after them and to pray for them. Some of them did make it, too. I guess I was a little crazy, part of the time anyway. But if it hadn't have been for her, I wouldn't have made it. No way in this world. I never told that to anybody. She don't even know it. The boy ate. Outside it was growing dark. His father drank coffee. They waited for Arturo to come with the truck. The last thing his father said was that the country would never be the same. People don't feel safe no more, he said. Well, like the Comanches was 200 years ago, we don't know what's going to show up here come daylight. We don't even know what color they'll be. The night was almost warm. He and Rawlins lay in the road where they could feel the heat coming off the blacktop against their backs, and they watched stars falling down the long black slope of the firmament. In the distance they heard a door slam. A voice called.